think it takes a while for them to hatch out, too.
It does. I can't remember. I didn't know how long it took, but I can't remember.
Did anybody around here ever have any sheep?
Not that I know of. Sheep, goats, but not sheep.
Do you remember how to call the cows?
I've never had to call one. I don't know. I've never had to.
How about the horses or mules? Well, now, what if you were driving them somewhere and you wanted them to start up? How would you tell them?
Well, the only experience that I had, I just shake the lines. Range and hit him. I had a whip, a piece of leather on the end of a stick, and when I get ready to go, I'll pop him. But the term was G and haw for right and left. I thought G and haw mean go and stop,
mm-hmm.
For a long time. That's what I thought it meant.
Uh-huh.
Until I learned that it meant right and left. One was G was right and haw was one of, I don't remember
uh-huh.
how it went,
uh-huh.
but they were right and left turns. And the mule would know, or cow, whatever you're using, would know, the animal would know if he's trained whether to go right or left.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you had to pull that rein on that side of his mouth, twisting to
mm-hmm.
there that side, you go that side.
Yeah. How would you get him to stop?
Whoa was always stop. I do remember that.
Okay. That one you need to know.
How do you need to know how to stop it?
Yep. Do you remember when people would make their own butter and stuff like that?
My father remembered. They did all of that, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.